Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to WIP Morning Show. It is a Thursday morning in the Delaware Valley, and it was so beautiful to see the boys out there in the not-so-sunny Clearwater yesterday.
Yeah, it was a bit cloudy.
Spring has arrived, ladies and gentlemen. Earlier the week, there was some ice and stuff like that. No. Now we are playing baseball, and we are ready for warmer weather. It's a beautiful thing. By the way, today is Valentine's Day. Rhea uses off today because she's doing love-style things in the studio. I don't know what she's doing now, but she took Valentine's Day off and wouldn't tell us why. You do the math on that. So a man who is nowhere near as romantic as Rhea, John Johnson, is in the newsroom today.
Good morning.
Hi, John, and we will be dealing shortly with the punishment for telling the truth. Okay. Remember when you were a little kid and they said honesty is the best policy?
That's
not in the NBA.
No?
No, apparently you could say that the refs bleeping suck, and then the NBA will acknowledge they suck, and then they will fine you $25,000 for telling the absolute truth.
That's what I hear.
We will deal with that later in the hour, but I want to start the hour because I got to get this off my chest about a guy that I have had nothing but conflicted feelings about for over a year now.
Mm-hmm.
And he is a man being entrusted with a team that has improved leaps and bounds since last season. A historic collapse at the end of the season.
Oh.
He survived it. He then survived wildfires, although his house was burned down.
I know.
And then he survived a very, very serious allegation that he covered up a sexual assault of an underage girl while he was in the employment of the LA Dodgers.
Oh, yeah.
All that happened. And then yesterday, Gabe Kapler, the manager of the Phillies, addressed the media. Now, Al, here's why I'm conflicted. I came out right after the allegations had come out, and I read everything that they said.
Yeah.
And then Gabe Kapler issued a 1,300-word explanation of his role in what had been a situation. He was working at the front office of the Dodgers.
Mm-hmm.
Two of his prospects were with two other girls, and the two other girls apparently assaulted, or at least allegedly assaulted, an underage girl. They were present for it. They were involved in some sort of peripheral way. And then nothing happened.
Mm-hmm.
And Gabe Kapler is claiming that he understood there was an incident. He was in charge then of the minor league system in Dodgers. He was aware of an incident, but he had no idea it involved sex or that it involved underage.
Mm-hmm.
And that, therefore, you know, in retrospect, he probably could have handled it better. But, you know, it's not a career-ending mistake.
Yeah.
So now you get to yesterday where he finally addresses the media. And there was one very overriding theme. And we have heard it from Gabe since he got here over a year ago.
Mm-hmm.
And the theme is that he is a relentless communicator.
Yes.
And here again, he espoused his philosophy of communication.
Thought process will continue to be focused on communication. Because I think players, staff, all of us collectively respond well when we don't get caught off guard, when we're not surprised by things, and when we know what's coming. So we're going to continue to stress crisp, efficient, consistent communication, and sometimes over-the-top communication to ensure that everybody's informed as much as possible.
All right. If anything, they're going to go over the top, John, with their communication. They're going beyond the norm of communicating with people, right? I mean, this is really the one thing he has emphasized without exception was the art of communication and how essential it is in his leadership.
From day one.
Correct? You know what, Joe? Can I just make sure he was talking enough about communication? Could you give me a little more?
We spent a lot of time this past offseason communicating. I communicated frequently with our players. I communicated frequently with our staff. We put a lot of processes and practices into play to enhance that communication. And I think the way to address that is through the actions that are coming up.
Wow. That this guy, Al, is a huge fan of communicating.
He is. He's a communicator.
Howard Eskin was there yesterday, Al, which was the misfortune of Gabe Kaplan. Because Howard Eskin's going to ask the most annoying question.
Okay.
I'm not sure anybody would have asked it yesterday. Mm-hmm. But Eskin wanted to know. He wanted to address the allegations that had happened in 2015 with the Dodgers.
Mm-hmm.
Listen to the communication skills of Gabe Kaplan when this comes up.
Can you kind of talk about the Dodgers situation so we can kind of move past that?
Yeah, I appreciate that. I addressed that situation publicly in detail, and this is a camp where I really want the attention and the focus to be on our players. So that's not a question that I'm going to be addressing.
That's not a question I'm going to be addressing?
No communication.
You're a relentless communicator. All you do is communicate. And you did not address the issue of the Dodgers in any sort of a public way other than issuing a statement. You have never one time answered a single question about all the things fans have brought up in the past 10 days since the story came out. This is a story that, if further pursued, indicates that Gabe knew anything. His career as the manager of the Phillies is over, and you mean to tell me the relentless communicator just buttoned his lip up and said no? John?
It's a problem.
Oh,
this is
no,
serious problem.
A big problem.
If you're going to tell me we talked about this in your blog, which, by the way, the website crashed because so many people wanted to see what his statement was.
Yeah.
And that was his official statement?
And then he
No.
He could not answer a single question. Now, all right. And again, I want to be fair because I do respect him. I really do. I've had a chance to talk to him every week since he's been a manager. He does the Wednesday shows. I realize I may be putting that in peril right now.
Mm-hmm.
I understand that. But I have to, first of all, serve the honesty of this situation.
This is your job. You don't
you
overlook something like that.
You can't portray yourself as somebody who places as its highest priority communication, be faced with a crisis of this magnitude, and say, I won't be addressing that issue.
Mm-hmm.
It is a complete and utter contradiction. And what I'm about to say will probably end our association with Gabe Kapler. When he makes his first appearance on our show, Al, in that first sequence,
okay,
I will insist that he address it because of his philosophy of communication.
Mm-hmm.
And I will ask him, if no one else gets him to talk about it the whole spring, how can you call yourself a communicator and when a big crisis comes up, you won't communicate?
Hmm.
Valid issue? Al, valid question?
Yeah, he should have one news conference that he clears, like he asks, gets questions asked and he deals with the
he
media.
He never did that.
Yeah, because he just
he issued a carefully worded 1,300-word statement,
yeah,
in which basically he said, I didn't know the scope of what had happened with those players and the girls.
Right.
That's what his the essence of the statement was.
Yeah.
When you refuse to answer questions, correct me if I'm wrong out there, when you refuse to answer questions, you immediately create a sense of doubt in everyone else that there's something about it you're afraid of. And then you say, what are you hiding?
I hadn't heard that audio until you just played it a few moments
right.
ago. And that was my initial response to him. Like, yeah. So clearly he doesn't want people to know. He doesn't want to talk about it for a reason. Why would he not want to clear the
That's
air about
the
this?
Point.
This is your opportunity right here and now. It's over with. You move on with spring training. Now it's going to linger.
100% right. The minute somebody says, I don't want to talk about something, the very first reaction I have is, what are you hiding? What are you hiding? Now, why would you not? This is a very, very intelligent, articulate man.
Yeah.
What are you afraid of that you can't address an issue that will end your tenure as the Phillies manager if any negative information comes out about how he handled it in L.A.? Correct? He's one investigation away from not being the Phillies manager.
Probably, yeah.
And you and your attitude as a relentless communicator is, I'm not talking about it?
Well, I should have one news conference and then not talk about it. Yeah, just one.
I get it. At least address it. When you don't address it, you create more questions.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I'm telling you, Al, this is the whole tug of war my brain has had with this guy from when he came here.
Mm-hmm.
He's highly unorthodox. No problem. I can deal with unorthodox. I can deal with unique. Fact is, I kind of like it.
Yeah.
It's interesting. There's always something coming out of his mouth. Al, his first news conference yesterday is he doesn't want him to use alarm clocks. Remember that thing?
Last year was alarm clocks.
Last year was the alarm clocks.
This year was...
He has a lot of spins on things that are very unusual and unexpected.
Right.
Not answering a question is that's the first. That Al, when he forgot to warm up the relief pitcher in Atlanta last year, early in the season,
yes,
he addressed it.
Yeah, yeah.
Like the first time Gabe Kapler has refused to address a question was yesterday.
Yeah.
So what am I supposed to conclude?
Well, I'm sure that the Phillies don't want him talking about it, but they have to just have one. You have to make it clear, okay, this is the only time I'm going to address it this spring.
That's fine.
Just
I get
once.
That.
Yeah, just once.
Right, but he didn't do
ago,
that.
With the stay right things. Yeah, he held a news conference. I'm going to handle it now, but you can't keep every day. I'm not going to deal with it. I get that.
Yeah, just once. Just have a
but
news.
But you can't issue a statement, never take a question and say, I'm not talking about it.
Yeah, you should have said, we're going to have a wait till more people get down here, and we're going to. I'll answer all your questions at a sit down.
Do you think it was his decision or PR decision to say, I'm not addressing it?
I think it was his.
Well, it was a huge mistake.
I think he didn't want to.
Huge mistake.
He didn't want to start. He didn't want to start it. And I think he wants control over it, which is why he should have a news conference.
One.
Yeah, one and done.
This is it, guys. I do want to address it because I don't want people to think I'm more culpable than I appear.
Yeah.
So I'll take any questions you got on it, and then it's over.
Yeah, then it's over.
Wouldn't do it.
Yeah.
Did he not do it because it was Eskin? Eskin does offend people.
You know something? It could have been a part of it.
I don't think so.
Because Howard will press and follow up questions.
Eskin, Joe, play it again. Eskin even answered it, Al, in a respectful way.
Yeah.
He even went like, look, we got to get this out of the way. He was really way more so than Howard Eskin normally is. Yeah. Howard usually doesn't care. Listen to the question and the answer again.
Can you kind of talk about the Dodgers situation so we can kind of move past that?
Yeah, I appreciate that. I addressed that situation publicly in detail, and this is a camp where I really want the attention and the focus to be on our players. So that's not a question that I'm going to be addressing.
All right. Anyway, what this show is going to turn into is a referendum on Gabe Kapler. I'll tell you that right now. Because,
mm-hmm.
Al, the Phillies have made some phenomenal moves in the offseason.
Yeah.
I think the biggest one is still to come.
Yep.
I think they're going to get Harper. But even without that, they've made some major improvements. Another good move yesterday, signing Nola long-term.
Yeah, that's an old-time contract.
Yeah, good for them. Yeah. Good for them that they've made a lot of great moves in the front office. But do you know, does anybody really know if he's the guy? Is he going to be able to take these better players, having presided over a major collapse, and bring them home a winner? Can he manage a contender?
Well, we're going to find out.
You clearly have your doubts, huh? Doubts, John?
I have my doubts, sure, because
right
of how he is.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'll give you an example of why, Al, that here comes the cringe factor. Now, this is nowhere near on the scope of what we were just talking about. He, Al, last year, do you remember his motto?
Be bold.
Be bold.
And
was
they
a year
were.
Ago.
They came out bold.
Right?
Yep.
And but, you know, you can't repeat yourself.
Oh, so
you're
going
to need a new motto.
You have to.
And what's this year's motto?
Shoulder to shoulder.
And all right, John, stop it. There's no laughing here until you've heard the explanation. Hopefully, John, this will help you.
I can't wait
to hear
this.
Here's his explanation of the motto.
When we want to achieve something great, we have to lean on the people around us. So the idea of standing shoulder to shoulder is what you see on the first baseline or the third baseline at the beginning of the season. You see our guys standing shoulder to shoulder together. If you look at our clubhouse and you see how it's configured at home, all of our players, their chairs are shoulder to shoulder. And when we fight together on the baseball field, we do it shoulder to shoulder.
John, let the record show. Let the record show. Judge Utz is doubled over.
Listen, I'm rooting for you to win.
They're lining the chairs up right next to each. They're all shoulder to shoulder.
Well, how do you not?
It's a locker room. It's a locker room.
I don't know how you not do that. I mean, unless you got Embiid with somebody that's 2 feet tall.
Right. See, this is the problem. I got a really serious issue that he wouldn't address. Yeah, and then all this other stuff that he's just so unusual with the way he
handles.
Half of it's really funny, and half of it's not funny at all.
See, I have no problem with slogans. Yeah. Like, burn the boats or whatever. Right. It's fine. But to endlessly talk about them is the problem.
Al, he lines the chairs up right next to one another.
Anyway. This can't be real.
All right, so I'm going to ask this just as something to
the
chew on.
The llama's coming,
this morning,
boy. I'm telling you.
Just to chew on this a little bit today, Philadelphia.
Emotional support llama is
on the
way. Are
you confident of Gabe Kaplan? Now, I come bearing phenomenal gifts.
Yes.
Al, phenomenal gifts.
Yeah, yeah.
Who would like to see? How big an attraction right now are your Philadelphia Flyers?
Huge attraction. They're going to have an outdoor game.
Next
up.
Tuesday, they're going to be playing Tampa, really good team. Right here at the Wells Fargo. Is that a big game, Al?
Yes, it is, and Tampa is a show.
I'm going to give you a pair of great seats to that game. But that's not all.
No.
Right? The winner will also get the opportunity to ride on the Zamboni.
No.
In between one
well,
of
that
the
is
periods.
A lot of fun. That's a blast.
Courtesy of the team at Horizon Services for expert heating, cooling, and plumbing 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Visit horizonservices.com. That is a prize for the ages.
Yes.
You'll remember that the rest of your life. I also got tickets to Beck. I got a 1 hour massage or facial. Perfect as a Valentine's Day gift. Carson Wentz charity softball. I got 4 great prizes today. And I'm going to do a little mini contest with this today about exes and the trouble they have. But Ava Graham is here to explain what we are looking for in our contest today, because it's real easy and real appropriate.
All right. So today we're looking for famous couples. So these are real people.
Yep.
I'm not looking for Mickey and Minnie.
Alive?
The ones that I'm looking towards... They are alive, but they can be any couple.
All right, my mind can be changed,
but I will tell you I know things that I'm looking for in these couples.
And if you missed earlier the week, Ava Graham announced that she's getting married. Right, there has been no exchange of hardware yet, but she did make the announcement. And because it's Valentine's Day, Rhea's not here because she's with her loved one.
Oh.
Ava Graham is the judge of the couples.
Okay,
Ava will decide who's getting the flyer tickets with the Zamboni. Couples are so easy. Could be anyone that are famous for their amazing love or previous love until things hit their, sometimes it doesn't always work.
And I want you to look down at the list real quick and look down 4 names. Count down
4 names.
4.
That's such
that's
a good one.
That's
I don't know if that can be beat.
I don't know. I don't know.
That's got a sports kind of... That's a beautiful couple.
Guess what?
That's a beautiful couple.
Dan Donnelly.
Dan Donnelly, great job. They have survived some serious bumps.
My criteria is they got to be ride or die.
Absolutely.
Ride or die. Maybe they poke some fun at each other.
Here you go. Here are your numbers. 888-729-9494. #9494. Your AT&T and Verizon cell phone. WIP Sports Type 618.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.